The Akashas are primarily two of the three Kashas that the child is supposed to be asking, which is, why do we have these things? Mazois and Mahavoida. Why do we have the Pesach? Why do we have the Matzah? Why do we have the Mora? Kadeshi Ishawati Noikis. So there's Shtei. And because of that, the Tinek asks, why are there Shtei Hatbolis? You answer the child, and the answer is the Hagoda, the Psyche is Poischen, Maschilun Begnus, Masayman Beshvach. Maschilun Begnus is Avoda Meginu, or Echila de Hazor Tzmachloikis. We'll talk about maybe a trap. And all that is introductory to the Teretz. The Teretz is, therefore, now I can explain to you what Pesach and what's Matzah Mora. That's the Shloish Advarim HaLol. The other day we mentioned that somebody asked, where is the Teretz on the Kasha Veinon HaMatvilin? Even though that's not an original kasha, it was them to replace the kasha of Pesach, and they should. But of course, where is the teres of the kasha? We're talking. Choral said the teres of the kasha is the continuation right after we say Pesach Matzah Mora, and then we say. Behold, over there, Chayavodim Liras Hatzatz Mekilu Yotza Mimitzrayim. The Loshon of the Rambam, Chayavodim Laharas Hatzatz Mekilu Ato Yotza Mishibut Mitzrayim. So that's all in the Chayavodim Laharas, or Liras. A person has to do, therefore, Maisim to show that he's Sameach and excited over the Yitzis Mitzrayim. And what does he do? He shows the hergish of the cheirus that he got during Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that hergish is expressed by having additional hatzbolos. There should be two more than ordinary people do, which symbolizes the hergish of cheirus. And the second, of course, is the why you sit. Why you're mesuvin? That also shows that there's chayrus. So that's chayav odom laharas asatz mekilu yotzer meshibut mitzrayim. So those are the answers to the fear kashas. Understand? And that's why I emphasize it. And it's astounding, it's amazing that people don't say that, because that's the ikar of the agoda when we say koshal yomesh loy shadvar malolu layotzi dechevotzoi. What we mean is, because without that you don't have a teres to the kashas, and you don't have the amarta elov. So you give the hakdomet, but the amarta elov, right? The choizik yodo etzion Hashem Mitzrayim or whatever, and that those tirutzim have to be given. So we have to explain what the pesach, what the matzim, what the mor is. And then we explain why we have the Shtei Tefillos.
Doesn't the Gemara say that Abaye asked why they moved the table, and he said, "Patarti milo mimanashtana"?
Yes, I want to explain to you something. It's extremely important. Abaye asked why they took out the pas, why they were masalik the shulchan. Each little shulchan had the pas, why they were masalik the shulchan, which means the silikah pas, like we do when we take off the kara. We don't have the little shulchan, so we do it when we take off the kara. Now, they told him, Lefichach patarton miloyim anashtana. So Tosi says, but you have to ask the other questions. So Tosi says, they asked all the other questions. So Cain, what's the patarton miloyim anashtana? Right? Is anybody familiar with it? I'll explain the whole thing to familiar with what I just said, and okay. Here's a mice in the Gemara. The mice says that Abaye have Yosef Kamei de Rabbe, Chose de Kamad Litakim Kamei, Omalu. Hadayin loy koach linon. Osu koma akri takami kamon. We didn't eat yet. Why are they taking away the table? Well, you haven't played. 6 o'clock, I'm finished. I'm saying you're sure now. If she doesn't want, she doesn't have to. Yeah. Okay. So it says, Amalei Rabba Patarton Miloima Manashtana, you patir us from saying Manashtana. So Toysu says, Kloimer Umitoich Kach Yovoi Lishoil Besharadvor. Right? Abaye had to ask all these questions. He had to ask Shardwar. So he asked Shardwar, what's Pshat the Tartan? What's Pshat the Tartan? Just because he asks. I'll tell you the Pshat Nigmora, Rabbi Say, which is the only Pshat there is that I ever saw. And this, you have to understand it. The Gemara says like this. If the son, this is how the Gemara, the Lentach, Chocham Benoi, if the son is a Chocham, Shoyaloi, so then the son does the asking. Vim Einoi Chocham, if the son is not a Chocham, Ishtoi Shoyaltoi. Vim Lav, Hu Shoyaloi Atzmai. Right? Vafilu Shneitam and Chochamim, Shoyalon says it. So there has to be of Shaila. What if the son doesn't ask? He's not a Chocham. That means he doesn't ask? No, he could possibly ask. Why does he have to be a Chocham? It says in the mission like this, Kan ha-ben shoyl, v'me'ein das be'ben ovif malamdoi. What does it mean, v'me'ein das be'ben ovif malamdoi? If the son doesn't know what to ask, he doesn't see anything, he doesn't recognize anything, and they're spilt, and he doesn't care whether there's shteya pilois or whether there's mesubin or matzah pesach, he doesn't care. So he just sits in there. And so what does the father do? He teaches him. That's why all our children know how to say manashtana. They're taught to say it with an egg, right? I once was riding in a bus with a Sfaradi. He told me he was going to Texas to his parents for the Seder. So I said, yeah, fine. He looked like about 45 or 50. So I said, where do you go? Therefore, he says to ask the question, the four questions. And he got in a conversation. So he says he asks twice. Why does he ask it twice? First, he asks like this. Okay. What does he do the second time? Because he got taught by, in a yeshiva. So, but he's taught. And if he's taught, there's no chocham benoi shayaloi. There's ain boy dad. There's two bens. There's a ben who's chocham and who's asks. Kan ha ben shayal. Mozgaloi kosh for kanabensho. And there's also Vimein Badas. So Vimein Das of Malamdoi. But then he's not a Chocham if it's a Nain Badas. So he's asking the same question, but he's really not asking the question. He's just Chazving Gain and Nigin, and he's singing the Nigin. Manishtana Lala said, whatever Nigin he sings, right? There's more than one Nigin. So in Cain, what does the father have to do? He has to say Manishtana himself, because Chocham benoi shoyaloi. Im einoi Chocham, which means the son is not a Chocham, then Ishtoi shayaltoi. Right? Vim lav, for some reason she knows all about it already. So there's nothing for her to ask. So what's the im lav? Hu shoyaloi atzma. And Taka the Isha should ask, she should be told that it's your position to ask. What happened by every Seder? What happens by normal, ordinary Seder? Are you really certain that the son is asking because Chocham Benoi Shoyaloi? maybe the son is in Boidas of a Balamdoi. That's where he's holding. And in Cain, he's not from the Chochem Benoi, and you have to be Shoyli Asma. Right? So what does the ordinary person do after the son asks, and there's a whole ceremony the children ask, the little one and the big one. So after all that's done, then you say yourself to Manishtar. What do you say it for? What's the tachos of saying it? The teretz is because we're afraid that the son is not a Chochem, it's Ein Boi Das of a Melamda. So if he's from the Ein Boi Das of a Melamda Nikis, then it's Hushoi Le'atma. So that's why we say Manishtana after the children ask, not because there's a mitzvah to recite the Haggadah. There's no such thing as reciting the Haggadah. There's no such thing, even if you say Peter Maktoiris every day, and you say Vayzel Mekoyman, and you say everything that has to be said. This and that. But the Haggadah, there's no mitzvah to recite the Haggadah. We'll soon see what the mitzvah is. But the mitzvah of Manishtana is for the son to ask. Why does the father ask? Not because there's a mitzvah to say those words. No. Because we in love Shoyli Yatzma. But when the son shows that he's a Chocham, he begins to ask. Right? That's what So then you see that there's Chocham Benoi, because he's Shoyl from curiosity. If it's a Chocham Benoi, so he said, Petar ton miloyim manishtana. So Yahweh said, Ich darf dem say the Orchmanishtog manishtana. That happened to me a few times. I said it to my children, this I'm not saying manishtana, this they said, let the children say, because the children ask Taka with a Kanak, with a Seichel. So this Chocham Benoi, understand? If there's Chocham Benoi, then you don't have to say manishtana. And Kach, Asisi Kama Poamim. But most of the time you're not sure, because most of the time the children are just repeating plus materialism and oil. So therefore you have no choice but to say Manishtana Shoyl Yatzmai. Right? So in that case you always have to say Manishtana, but once you see the child the Chocham and he asks, Patar ton miloyim Manishtana, you parted me from saying Manishtana. Not you parted the child. When the father asks, what does the father ask to ask Baklal? Kan ha-ben shoyl. Why does Abba say petar ton? Where does the father have to ask? But the father has to ask because of this din, vavim lav, ha-ben shoyl. Understand? So when the ben shows chokhmah, and he asks, no matter what he asks, even if he asks, why do they take out the table? That shows he's curious, it shows he sees, his eyes are open, and he's noticing everything, and he's asking because he wants to understand in pain. So then it's Chocham Benoi Shoyl. So then there's no who Shoyl. There's no Indian who Shoyl B'chlal. I said that if Bemis, every time everybody just says and says and says, you didn't accomplish anything. Because our God, in a minute, we'll talk more about that. It's not something that's a pismon that has to be said. Okay? Now, in a minute, we'll get to that with a little bit more. But that's the aside of the Haggadah, is there has to be a she'ela and there has to be a tshuva. Now, the Rambam, you know, in the Seder Tefillah, he writes that what's the Haggadah? So he writes the Seder, the Seder Haggadah Shal Pesach. And he starts from Halach Ma'ani, the Yachol HaVason HaVayad V'Tzayim. And therefore, the Haggadahs, almost all, not all, I found one or two that did it the right way. But they almost all, they have Magid. And after Magid comes Halach Ma'ani. And before Magid, comes Harini Muchan and Zumun Lakai Mitzvahs, Hamitzvah Sapa Vitzit Mitzray. Mashay. Lashem Yichud Kutcha Bichud. By me it's Borah Kachama that there's a Toys, and I'll explain you why the Toys got in and what the real Pshat is. What does Holach Ma'anya mean? Holach Ma'anya, this is the reason we have Matzah. Why? Because this Lechem Oini, this is what our forefathers had to eat because of the suffering, the poverty in Mitzrayim. Okay. Then we say kol dechvin yesev yechol, whatever that means. Whoever's hungry, come and eat. And of course, everybody who has the kasha, go out to the street, go to the shul, invite people. If you're sitting at the seder, the door is closed, you won't open it till Shvoi Chamoscha. So to whom am I saying, Olach Manya? Even Eliyahu HaNavi, you're not inviting him. He's outside of the door. Because you open it up for Eliyahu HaNavi. So what's Kol Dechvin? Who are lighting God? And what's called the Sif Yates of Yisach? Right? What do you bring here? Inviting people to the Korban Pesach? What's Tutzach? What's Shaykh? And then what are you saying? Hoshata Hochel, Hoshana Bora, Yisro. So what is that? Write a Nusach. So say Peter Maktoyres, if you need to say Nuschores, what's come before? And what's Hashata Avdil Shana Bodna Khorim? What are all these words? So I want to explain to you what they're all about. First of all, what did we do just before? We made Yachatz. What's Yachatz? We broke the matzah. Why did we break the matzah? Because of Lechem Ma'ani. Well, until now we have all matzahs on the table. But we never break matzah until you also make a matzah Lechem Ma'aris, and then you break the bread. The reason why we break it is because in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Haggadah, we have to have in front of us a broken piece of matzah. And that's what it says in the Gemara, that Toichol Olav Matzis Lechem Oini, Sha'oinen Olav Dvorim Harbe. And Rashi says, what's the Dvorim Harbe? The Dvorim Harbe is the Haggadah to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Challah. That's the Dvorim Harbe. So, since we have to say the Dvorim Harbe on the matzah, that's why the whole time we have to open the matzahs. We don't open the matzahs so we should be able to show and say in matzah zu. We open the matzah because if not, the matzah is not going to be Lechem She'oinen all of Dvorim Harbe. That's why we have to have it open. Cover it whenever we pick up the kois, Shalayir. And we put it down and we uncover it again. And the reason why we uncover it is so that it should be Lechem, Sha'oin, and Old Dvorim Harbe, and we could be yoitz with it. That's why I told you the last time, I make sure that all the matzah I'm going to use for the matzah shal mitzvah is open, and I have a box of Shvorim and a box of Shleiman, and I want to give everybody kezayis from Shever and a kezayis from Sholem. They surely can't have more than a brekel from my matzah that I throw in with it. But it should be that the yoitz of the mitzvah with lechem she'oinen all of Dvorim Harbe. Now,
so you keep it on the table next to the
I keep it, yeah, behind me on a shelf or something. So that they put it in full view. And it should be oinen all of Dvorim Harbe. Now, it should be broken. Okay? Why do we have to break it? Because it says lechem oini, and Chazal darshan two drashes. One oini from the shoresh oine, right? That you're supposed to call out. That means the aniyah of Dvorim Harbe, which is the Haggadah Nahalah. The other oini is that it should be lechem shaniyah moichle. What is the lechem shaniyah moichle? Does that mean matzah as opposed to chometz? Aniyim eat matzah and aniyim don't eat chometz. You know that it doesn't say that anywhere in Shas. It says many things about Oini. It says that it's not matzah that's eaten by Niyus, and it's not Lachwe Toida. Yeah, so that they have to, they do it in Keder Haniyah. They bake it, yeah, but not like Dafke Matzah. Keder Haniyim, like Haniyim bake. The Iker is to do it, to do things that show Haniyim in the Matzah. But it doesn't say, so you do it fast, but it doesn't, it could be with this Nistamah.
Yeah, they end up with Matzah.
Okay, but if it's Nistamah, it's Nishke Ferbach. The reason that you do Pu'ulas to it, to show Haniyim. But the Iker, you want to go to Iker Drasha? So what do we learn from Lechem Oini? What's the Gemara in Brachas? The Gemara says you learn a broken piece of matzah from Lechem Oini, right? Lechem Oini is supposed to be a broken piece. That's why the Gemara says that the ikri is that you put a prusa besarch v'ashleima umavorach, and the ikri is the prusa. Why is the ikri the prusa? Because lechemoinik sif. That's the Gemara. Must come the Gemara. Gemara says that all the time you have to have shleima, but by Pesach you need broken matzah because lechemoinik sif. That's the ikri the rosh of lechemoinik. So now, Rabbi, let me be magdim what I'm going to tell you. The dover poshet that I'm telling you, but it's hard to explain something poshet without being mafkia the toys that everybody else. If we were to say that holach no anyo is an explanation of why we eat matzah and not chomitz, then we're ruining the entire seder. Why? Because we're supposed to explain the reason for matzah. Matzah zushonu oichlin as a response to the question of the ben. The ben is supposed to ask, Loma ono oichlin matzah. Right? Shabachol halaylas, halaylas er kule matzah. And that's a shayla. And we answer matzah zushonu oichlin. So how just before he asked the question, we say on our own, and we say, this is holach ma'anyo, that's the reason we eat matzah. Why? Because of the suffering in Mitzrayim, and that's it's mamish ruining the entire Haggadah. We take away the shayla that the ben is going to ask. We're puzzling shayla. So what's the tachlis of answering the question and nipping him in the bud? Right? And preventing him from asking. And after that he asks anyway. So then nobody's a chacham over here. After we answer the question, so we ask the question, what's for pshat? So the second thing, Rabbi said, this is not the reason why we eat matzah. Not at all. You could have all kinds of lechem oini, but the reason why we eat matzah is take chlor in the Haggadah. Why? Shenemar. That's the reason why we have matzah. We could have 100 other reasons, right? But the 100 other reasons are not the reason. There's a reason, and there's sugar like the Ramazim. The reason is what it says. Nagodim, matzah zushon ha'orcha. So the reason is because Yitzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah was the night before also, but the night before other Abba. That mitzvah was given, why? Because the Eberstedt planned that in the morning they should go out b'chipozer, and that they should have to have Ugas Matzah Kidloi Chomitz. In a minute we'll see a little bit Amkus over there. So how could we say in Polach Ma'anyu, Erstens, it's impossible, it's usher to answer the question before the Ben is going to ask. Ridiculous. And Shainis, it's the wrong answer. So what's the tachlis of saying these funny words, Allah Ma'an Yudiyachol Arasah? The answer is, Rabbi Say, we're not explaining why the matzah is eaten instead of chomitz. We're explaining why we broke the matzah. What did we take the matzah and break it for? The answer is because we're going to eat tonight kederach shohaniyam oichlin, and aniyam eat broken matzah. And the holach ma'anyo is an explanation of yachat. It has nothing to do with magid. It's an explanation of yachat. And if we break the matzah, and then we explain why we broke the matzah, because holach ma'anyo diachol avetzon adiyar biyar adamitzray. Now, And that's so. In case anybody wants to know why we broke it, old and young, the reason is because the Torah says lechem oini, and it's lechem shehani moichlin holach ma'anyo. That's lechem oini. Te'achol avasona be'arad the mitzrayim, because while they were avodim, they ate broken matzah. But not that's not the reason why we eat matzah. Do you know what mazkir the avdus? What's mazkir the avdus is primarily the morav, v'amoros chayehim. Matzah is mazker the geula, not the avdus. The morav is the zecha for the avdus. The matzah is the zecha for the geula. As I say, plur. Matzah zushanu oichlin is because the zecha of the geula. Not because of the lachma anyu. the reason why we say Olach Ma'ani is like the Gemara says, word by word, because we broke. It's Keder Shaniyim Oisim. They eat the Prusa, and Ben Chayyim eats a Shleim, and the Aniyim eat Prusa. You know why the Aniyim eat Prusa? Why do Avodim eat Prusa more than the Aniyim? Very posh it, because they eat what's left over. The rich man breaks it, and then half of it is left over, and then he doesn't want to eat dry bread the next day, so he breaks it and makes a new bread for tomorrow, fresh bread. And who eats the broken parts? The poor people come along and get the broken parts. So it's a pirusa that he only eats, because he eats the what's left over from what the osher eats. He eats fresh bread. So therefore, Halach Ma'anya is an explanation for Yachat, and it belongs together with Yachat. And I'll show you something else about it. When are we moizig the koisis? In a minute we'll get to the other stuff in Halach Ma'anya. When are we moizig the koisis? We're moizig the koisis after Halach Ma'anya and before Manishtan. Why? Because, and that's what it says, Moizgin loy kosheni v'gana ben shoyl. What's Moizgin loy kosheni? Because, like I told you the other week, that there's arba koises tikne chachomim, arba koises mishum cheres, right? V'omru navid b'chol chodo mitzvah, right? What's the mitzvah of the second kois? The Haggadah. So the Haggadah has to be al hakois. Where does the Haggadah begin? With Manashtana, because the Haggadah begins with the She'elah of Oyeh Kesholcha. And therefore, we're moizig the kois and we begin the Haggadah. So where is the beginning of Haggadah? Manashtana. Why are we moizig? Why aren't we moizig before Halach Ma'anya if Halach Ma'anya is a chelik of the Haggadah? The answer is not a chelik of Haggadah. And therefore, we're moizig the kois so that the Haggadah should be Allah kois. The Haggadah is in front of the Batsa, so it should be Lechem Shoyin and Olav. But the Haggadah is Al HaKois. That's where we have a filled Kois, the old Haggadah. So that the Haggadah should be Al HaKois. And the Haggadah begins with Manishtana, which is the Sheila. Moizgin Loi Koshene, we kind of have Ben Shoyin.
So why do we do Prusa, which is
Zephyr
to the Abdus on the Zach, which is
Zephyr? Well, Prusa is red. No.
It's both.
It's both.
The reason,
because there's two things. There's matzah, which means not chometz, and there's also a prusa, not a shleima. They're two separate in yom.
Why do we do them both on the same
episode,
which is the Torah?
Yeah, because the Torah says, lechem oini. Lechem oini is the lechem that adiyah moichlum, which is a prusa. And the matzah is because ugas matzah is okay because of that. Why do we do both? So the reason is very partial. The geula is from the avdus. What we're miram is the avdus also in the broken halach. If we would be eating chometz, something like that, a person eating chometz, there would also be a mitzvah to break it. Because the mitzvah to break it has nothing to do with the fact that it's not matzah, that it's not chum.
The prus is as opposed to the shleim, is the same for the
avdus. Right. The matzah as opposed to the chometz is a zecher for the gula. As I state often, I got it. I mean, it's not. There's another thing I want to tell you. Why is it so important? Ki b'chipos and yotzos semi mitzrayim. We have to remember the matzah ki lo yochlu lehismameh. We're going to say the lo yochlu. I want to tell you a halfway for fellow digat concept, and you should know that this is one of the yisoides of the whole Pesach, of the whole secret of everything, the whole idea of chiposim. Everyone in the world outside of Klal Yisrael will tell you that why did this happen and why did that happen. There's a certain process in the world called history. And history has certain causes, and there's a certain sequence, and there's things that develop one from another. Right? There's political, social, economic, all kinds of reasons for things to develop. Right? And things emerge, and they evolve, and they move from one to another. All this evolvement and emerging takes time. And everything develops over a course of many years and so on. But it's all nonsense. It's not true. Because things that seem to be a development are really what happened because of the Rabbeinu Shlomo's Hashgacha Pratis, and he decided Chotu Yisrael, and he sent Kushan Rishasayim, and he sent this one, he sent that one, that's all. That's what happened. And the Mela, the event came because of the Chet. The event, the thing didn't happen because of the cause. The cause came because of the effect. The effect is that you didn't have to be Nenosh, therefore the Eberste inserted a cause. And Be'emes, that's why I always say by the Haggadah, I say that Baruch Shem Haftachos Al Yisroel Shakadosh Baruch Chishev Es Haketz Lasos Hamashon Avraham Avinu. Actually, that's the way it says in this Haggadah too. There's a period Chishev Es Haketz Lasos. It's a little wrong. I think what it means is Yichishev Es Haketz Lasos Kamashon Avraham Avinu. But I'm going to tell you Pshat Chishev Es Haketz Lasos, which I think is Mitzad Havon is better, although it may not be Pshat. Pshat is like this, I would say. When the author writes a book, writes a storybook, so, and you read it, what do you read first? First chapter. Second. The second chapter. What do you read last? The last chapter. And then eventually you find out what's happening. Okay, it's exciting, Dalia. What did the author do first? The last chapter. Why? Because he has to set up a series of events that should lead to that conclusion. If he's writing the book, he has no idea where he's going. So then the book will sound like some books sound. You know. But a well-written book has a conclusion. First he put it in, and it was Masada everything that they should reach that conclusion. Rabbi say, we're the readers of the history of the world. We watch the events. Rabbi Shlomo is the author. If I state, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Es Haketz Lasos Kamashon Avraham Avinu. He made the end. And then he put in the beginning, that there should be events in the beginning should lead towards the end. If I state. So, you have to realize, by the Rabbeinu Shlomo, there's no time. The time is only for us to watch and to delude us and to think that there's such a thing called history. But by Kodesh Baruch Hu, he creates it. One time, the Rabbeinu Shlomo did something that took place instantly, and that there was no time for sequence, and there was no development. It was done b'chipozot. Yeah, the Yidden woke up in the morning; they were told they're leaving Mitzrayim. So you have to pack. It takes time. It takes a couple of days in preparation. How long did Yitzhak Mitzrayim take? You know how long? A lot under 18 minutes. Why? Because it's Vayoyf was habotzek asher hoitzim Mitzrayim. Ugas matzes kiloy chomitz. The botzek was made by the Yidden in Mitzrayim. Asher hoitziyum in Mitzrayim. They baked it outside of Mitzrayim when they were already finished with Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So there was... They baked it matzes. They had to set up ovens and everything and bake it. And in between, there has to be less than 18 minutes from the lishit till the end, till the afiyah. Otherwise it would have been chomitz. So the Yetzias Mitzrayim took place in 2 minutes or in 3 minutes or whatever. It's hard to imagine, even with 0 minute, that there should be the time for Vayofus Habotzek and without an oven prepared, unless they had ovens with them, whatever it was. But Yetzias Mitzrayim took place in a matter of seconds or a minute. That's Chipozim. Why Chipozim? Why the emphasis? Why the matzah to remind us of Chipozim? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing that what creates world events is the Hashgacha, is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yotzen, and there's no time involved, there's no secret. The time is for us to delude ourselves, to think that it's events that happen because of all these causes and effects, but they happen because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says This is what should happen. And Mele, that one time that he turned over the whole world and made all the natural history disappear, and he showed that it's chikoser, it's instantaneous, because the Ratzon Hashem says Vayoyim Elokim, and that's it. And then that happens on the spot. So there's a chiposa, is the emphasis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because chiposa shows us what's behind the entire Bria. It shows us the principle of Hashgacha, of everything that everything controlling in the world. So then let's get back. Olach ma'anyu diachol avasonat bar Mitzrayim. Okay, that's the end of the statement. Period. It's over. Now comes Kol Dechvin. What's Pshat Kol Dechvin Yesev Yechol? Now, let me explain to you. Rabbi said, interessant. Till the Seder, we were hoping that this year would be a Geula and we would be Makir Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. I'm hoping. I look forward the Metzias to being Makir Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. There's plenty of time. Let me tell you more than that. There's a strange Gemara. And the Gemara that's so strange, but we're used to everything strange, so we read it with a negative in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was Mesakna Takona Yoim Henef Kula Yosef. When they make the Hanofas Oimer, so you don't know when they would make on that day, on the second day, on the first day Chol HaMoed. That's the day of Hanovas Oimer. So we can't eat Chodesh till the night. Why? Because Meher Yibona Beis HaMikdash. And it may be that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is going to take place and an Oifim that will have to be Makri of the Oimer, the Hanovas Oimer will be just Mamash the last minute of the day. So therefore we have to and Chodesh is not Mutter till the Hanovas Oimer. So we can't eat Chodesh till the night. In the Beis HaMikdash we had a Breira. We just waited till they were main of the Omer. And Horachoykim, they don't even have to know it. The Kohen is Chazokim, that he does everything, right? And the Mele, till Chatzois and Pest Chatzois, we surely know the Kohenim did it. But by the Churban, we do it till the end of the day, because it may happen that the Beis HaMikdash will be built in such a Oifen that the Hanofetz Omer will be the last day of Tes Zayin. Shisha Osir B'Nissan. So the Gemara asks Akasha, what are you talking about? If the Beis HaMikdash will be built earlier, so they'll be makriv it in time. They'll make everything on schedule the way it's supposed to. And then Chatzos is mutter. If by the time of Alois HaShachar there won't be a Beis HaMikdash, so it'll be mutter miyad, according to that Sad Megemara, that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the heter is miyad, because there's a theory of the Psukim. Yoim HaNefchem, and here it says, Ad Avi Hashem is Korban Olkechem. So there's no Korban, so it's miyayim from the beginning of the day. So Gemara says, no, it could be that the Beis HaMikdash will be built by night, and the Mele, they'll be at Balagan, they wouldn't be able to be Makriv the Yomer till late in the day. Or it could even be built on Yontif. So it'll be built on Yontif. So Rashi Frek Takasha. What do you mean built on Yontif? Metodach nisht. It's nisid der eisit. They build a Beis HaMikdash on Yontif. So what shayach? The Beis HaMikdash will be built on Yontif. Being in Beis HaMikdash is not doich a Yontif. It's not doich a Shabbos. That's the Feish HaParsh in the Torah. Right. Vayakal Moshe, it's called Yisroel. Vayoyim Aleya. Heat Shabbos. Because Shabbos, being in Beis HaMikdash is not doich a Shabbos. It's not doich a Yontif either. So you're not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash on Yontif. So what does the Gemara say? It's a Gzeir because of Vaita is another thing. Beis HaMikdash can't be built by night. Benyan, Binyan, Beis HaMikdash, Balayla. So there are two Isurim we're talking. What kind of Gzeir is this? I'm a Shugan Gzeir. That maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built by Isser. For this we have to have the Gzeir, that Hanover Tzayim will be by night. Mashiach Tzidkeinu will build the Beis HaMikdash by Isser. So Rashi says that the binyan of Lo Asid Lavo will come down min Shemayim Meshuchlo Lubonu. Right? So if I be Mashiach will build it, Teretz is Mistama, he'll say, it's all the Beis HaMikdash Shayav Kov. that would be the kima mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash. So meila, there won't be any malachas. So that could be done on yontif, and that could be done by night. The Rashi says that because it will come down with shul lebonah. So, but for Rabbi Tzai, that's the gzeirah, and the whole year long. Where is the gzeirah? The zechel mikdash all year long. So you have to have the zechel mikdash punked because of an oifin that doesn't make the least bit of sense. The base is usually built on yontif or by night, which is shaloika din, and we have to have a teretz on the kasha. So why don't we say that? Why did the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai have to be mechadish such a strange kind of binyan base of mikdash? Yeah. Certainly, and give and then we have to ferenfer and on that basis make exactly, you know, there's a thing of milsud l'shchicha or gozer barabona, and how much milsud l'shchicha is there that we should make exactly that dilma rebeis hamikdash should be built, punk then when it just is kineged halacha, and we have to make such exactly because there's a teretz on the kash. If there's any milsud l'shchicha, this is more l'shchicha than anything you could imagine. So what shayach there should be such a gzeira? Yom Hanav Kula Yosef. I'll tell you haflu de gezach that benissen asidin ligoil, and the first thing about asidin ligoil would be to bring the korban pesach. So we don't have to. The korban pesach could be brought lasad love with such a chiposim like the original korban pesach, and we world tameim. We could bring it with tumim. It doesn't matter. So we till the second before the Seder, we could have a Korban Pesach. Yeah, that might say. We would let it be Magdash a Korban Pesach on Yontif. And on Shabbos we're allowed to, so we'll be Magdash it. But on Yontif, I'm sorry, we can't really do it because it has to be done by an Arbayim. So till by an Arbayim, good, till a few hours, an hour before, we have to. So till an hour before, we could be Michael the Korban Pesach. Right? That has to be Ben Arba. So, you know what happens, Rabbi said, when we sit by the Seder, it's a wonderful feeling, it's a tremendous simcha to sit by the Seder, but it's also a tremendous disappointment. You feel like crying. Why? Because right now it's klor. There's not going to be a Korban Pesach this year. Nor is there going to be more of their Isaac. There'll only be more of their abonim, because al matzah sumerim yachlu is only when there's a korban pesach. And the only thing we have left is the matzahs, for ba'erev tachlu matzahs. So, in a certain sense, when we explained that the matzah, that the breaking, we explained what yachas is, that hol achmani, the hol avzon of Eretz Mitzrayim. So we mentioned the matzah. There's a certain twinge of pathos when we say the word anya. It's takhir with a tzabrachim kai. We have a poor seder. We're missing the Pesach, we're missing the Mor deraisa. So it's we're impoverished by only having the matzah, olach ma'anya. This is the real oini. We're nevach ba'aniyas. We never don't have all these mitzvahs that we have. We're missing. And we're missing tomorrow morning in our lasriya with the korban chagiga. We're missing all that. We're sveltois, and Ali is a regel and everything. But so we only have one mitzvah of achila left is the matzah. So right now there should be a mordik tzibrochenkeit. Maybe that's taka why the Eibush that has ayangefeit in the Torah that there's no mitzvah of simcha the night of Pesach by the Seder only the next morning. Why? Because simcha is achila shlomim, and simcha was a shlomim in the shlomim is in the morning. Except like the mandava that you could have shalmi simcha that could be they're not mechuyev to be daz vicha be. But anyhow, that's just that. But pashtus, when you see holach ma'anya the chol avason of Eretz Mitzrayim, and you're explaining the yachat, so it's vet fits the father Eugen. So why don't we have this year? We won't have a korban pesach. So all of a sudden we chap ourselves. Blach, nishefelach. This is the last year. Next year, does it shenzana korban pesach, and you're inviting everybody to come to the seder and to the korban pesach from next year. And this is the the reason called the Finyas of Yechel. I'm sending an invitation for next year's Korban Pesach Mat that I have to go on this trip. Next year we'll post it all over, invitation. And the called the Tzirchiyetz of Yisrael, because we'll have a Korban Pesach next year. And that's why we give the invitation right now to be mechazek ourselves, that we shouldn't be mamsh tzibrochen. It's enough to match the tzibrochen, but we shouldn't also be tzibrochen personally, that we have no Korban Pesach. So we're inviting you to next year's Korban Pesach. I thought of this idea once. There's a fellow who made a chasna in the Rose Castle, but that was before the Rose Castle was built. He got the first chasna. So he gives me an invitation to his chasna. So I said, what are you talking? I looked at the address. I said, I'm a Williamsburg and I know the whole area. There's some Brochene sweater factories all over here. There's no wedding clothes. Where's their wedding clothes? He says, no. He says, the chasna is going to be, isn't this time, 2-3 months from now? And by that time, they guaranteed me that the hall will be fixed up. Chabir Kitzach, oh, jetzt verstehe ich. Kol des Sirch Yesev Yisach. I was, why did we write to the Korban Pesach? Where's the Reis of Mikdash? So I said, no, it's not. So, by next year we'll have a Reis of Mikdash. So I'm sending out invitations right now. Yeah, when he told me that, I jumped mamish from Simcha. I said, oh, ich verstehe es. We're sending out invitations now, but by the Pesach to Keseder for next year's Korban Pesach. Shana Bor, the Yisroel Shana Bor, Nechor. Good.